virtually no marketed pesticide formulation has ever been registered by the EPA. Registrations do not include tests for neurological, endocrine, immune, developmental, or epigenetic tests. The data for registrations come from the companies that make the chemicals, a clear conflict of interest. And so the question that we have is, can we afford to raise generations of children that are neurologically, endocrinologically, immunologically, and reproductively impaired? Can we afford to induce chronic, long-term, subtle diseases and alter genetic expression that may be passed to subsequent generations, as many as four of them? These are questions that we need to address.